Christos Anviat. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. 2 weeks ago, we could not celebrate Easter in this building, but throughout the world, the authentic believers, the authentic Christians were celebrating and remembering the greatest event in human history. Last week, Romania celebrated the resurrection. This week, we're going to celebrate it again. I asked Christy, how long can we talk about the resurrection? Tradition is until the ascension. But we believe that we celebrate the resurrection all year round. In fact, I remind myself as often as I can during the year, sometimes I'll end the prayer, instead of the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the resurrected Christ. Because his resurrection is the reason of all seasons. If you're a believer and your faith is in the object, is Jesus Christ himself, then you celebrate the resurrection all year round. This morning, I want to share with you three reasons. As believers, there's so many reasons why the resurrection of Christ is so important to us. Number one, it is central to our faith. For me, it is the center of my faith universe, you can say. I like to make shocking and awe statements, and the purpose of that is to draw people's attention, but really to get them to the Word of God. And I've made this statement before in the past to the youth and to others. The resurrection of Christ is more important than my birthday, my children's birthday, my wife's birthday. In fact, it's more important than my own wedding anniversary. Why? Why is that? You see, without the resurrection of Christ, there is no salvation. There is no Savior. There is no hope. There is no hope for life after this. In fact, it's survival of the fittest. Darwin was correct. In fact, the Vikings were correct. Raid and pillage. It's all about the here and now. If there be no resurrection, I would be living in my sin. In fact, I would not be committed to Zamfira. There probably wouldn't be a Zamfira. Because you know what? It's all about my life. What I want. What I desire. Depending upon the weather, how I feel for that moment, for that day. Let's be honest. If it were not for the resurrection, there would be no Adunare ever. No fellowship ever. We will not want to have anything to do with each other. And these are not my words. This is the words that you find from Paul. 1 Corinthians 15. Look what he says. 1 Corinthians 15, 14. And if Christ has not been raised, here's a world where Christ is not raised. Look what he describes. Then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Credința ta is useless. Your faith is useless. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Your sins have not been forgiven. You should feel guilty. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. In other words, after this life, you are gone. You disappear. You're annihilated. There's nothing after this. It's only the here and now. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. What is Paul describing here? A faith that is useless. A gospel that is powerless. Sins that are unforgiven if Christ is not raised from the dead. But if Christ is raised from the dead, then the opposite is true. There is hope. There is life after death. Our sins are forgiven. There is a new covenant that Jesus made with us. Gentiles, Romanians, Americans, there is a universal church that is around the world. A universal church from every nation, every tribe, from every tongue, that calls each other brother and sister. And it's all because of the resurrection. That's how important the resurrection is. Number two, The resurrection is so important to believers because it is the core essential element, one of them, for the gospel. I asked the youth many times, if you were to present the gospel, how would you do it? The gospel story, for you to share the gospel. Your own testimony, your experiences, would you read from Romans, from John 3:16? I've always tried to prepare my kids and the youth and telling them, look, be prepared to share the gospel. If you have 20 seconds in the elevator, a TikTok moment, what would you say? You would want to share the most essential elements of the gospel, the core, the most important elements. What are they? Well, Paul does it for us here in 1 Corinthians 15 in verses 3 and 4. But I want to start off by reading verse 1. This is Paul reminding us. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel. Here he's going to present the gospel in this chapter that I preached to you, that you received, that you stand on, by which you are being saved. And then in verse 3, what I want to deliver to you, he says, is of first importance. It's not secondary. This is urgent. It's very important. And here he goes, presenting to us the gospel in a nutshell, the most essential elements. That one, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. There is the gospel in a nutshell, the most essential elements, that Christ died, buried, and rose on the third day. If you have a couple more minutes to share with your friends, a few hours, you would tell them, look, it says there, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he rose on the third day according to the scriptures. Jesus' death and resurrection was not random. Jesus didn't just die. He died according to the scriptures. He didn't just rise from the dead. He rose according to the scriptures. And you would tell your friend, what does that mean? That this book, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, is all pointing to this moment, the death and the resurrection of Christ. How so? All the old prophets, Isaiah, David, they were all pointing to this moment. In fact, let me give you some examples. 1,000 years before Jesus' death and resurrection, David writes in Psalm 22, do you know how it starts? My God, why have you forsaken me? It ends with, it is finished. 1,000 years beforehand, before Jesus actually says those words on the cross, he died according to the scriptures. Isaiah, 700 years beforehand, describes him being buried according to the scriptures when he says in Isaiah 53:9, for he made his grave with the rich. When did he do that? When Jesus died, Joseph of Arimathea took his body and let him put his body in that tomb, his personal tomb. Look how Matthew describes Joseph, 27:57. Matthew 27:15-7 says this. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. What is going on here? The Bible's describing, according to the scripture, he died. He was buried. And he rose on the third day. You would show it to your friend, hey, you know that book of Jonah? If we turn back there, it's in the Old Testament. Do you know why Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish? Later on, Jesus, when he's talking to the Pharisees in Matthew 12:40, describes to them, you want a sign of Jonah? Just like Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish, so will be the Son of Man, referring to himself, will be in the belly of the earth for 3 days. This entire book, from beginning to end, that's why we study it every single Sunday. That's why we spend time in it all year, because it's part of the gospel. And the essential elements of the gospel is the death and the resurrection of Christ. That's why it's so important. So when you share it, don't forget the essential elements of the gospel. And the last point, why is the resurrection of Christ so important, especially in these difficult times? I asked my kids this question this week. Why do we believe the promise of Jesus that he's with us Emmanuel, God with us, especially now in this difficult time when people are scared and alone. He made promises such as, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. Why should we believe his promises? How do we know that he's not a deceiver, a liar, un mentiroso? He made promises such as, I will be with you always till the end of the age. Why should we believe his promises? The reason is because of the resurrection. Jesus predicted his own death and resurrection while he was alive in Mark 9:31, in Mark 8:31. Anybody who can predict his own death and resurrection, and then for him to fulfill it, for it to happen, he's not just a common man. He must be God. Without the resurrection, none of the other promises of Jesus can be trustworthy. But because of the resurrection, we can go to the bank with all of his promises. The fact that he rose from the dead and he kept his most amazing promise, that he rose from the dead, we can depend on, we can live by all of the other promises that he made. He promised us he's going to prepare a place for us. I believe it. He promised us that he's going to be the good shepherd who's going to lead us to calm waters. I believe it. Why? Because of the resurrection. Why is the resurrection of Christ so important to us as believers? That without it, our faith is useless. It is essential for the message of the gospel. When you present the gospel, the death and the resurrection of Christ. And three, we know that he's with us. We know that he's keeping his promise because he kept the most amazing promise of all when he rose from the dead. May God bless us. Amen.